Women and Unions, Some Steps Towards a Marxist Feminist Perspective by Sarah Diamond. The following presentation was given at the Marxism and Unions Conference. My purpose today is to try to offer some explanations for women's experience within the trade unions and provide us with some tools to examine this experience, period. It is important for activists and historians to answer the question of why women have been historically invisible. We must discover how, in fact, to locate women, and in order to do so, we need to know what questions we should ask, period. Labor history is for the most part institutional history. That is an examination of the structures, leadership, and formally documented history of trade unions, period. The problem with this approach in terms of women is that women have been absent from union leaderships and therefore don't appear in written records to the same extent that men do, period. Women's union history has often been one of struggling for organization and then losing it. Semicolon. Women have been central in the day-to-day maintenance of unions. Dash. Work that is not valued and recorded. Period. As well, women have been present in non-key sectors of the economy. Period. There is then the age-old problem that secondary sources have focused on what has been important to the writers. Semicolon. These writers are generally male. Period. When women were present, comma, for example, in the development of public sector unions, they were often not mentioned, although instrumental. Period. In order to find sources for women's history, it is necessary to reinterpret existing documentation, period, to use extensive oral history interviews, and to search for letters and papers and through minute books in union records in order to discover women's voices, period. New paragraph. Thus, to understand women's history in unions, we are faced first with the task of locating women, then examining the ways in which women's lives are structured, and in this, discovering what processes were of key importance to women, period. There are two schools of analysis of women's labor history and invisibility, period. The first has seen women as victims, comma, absent from union structures because of the prejudices of male-led and controlled unions, period. The second, comma, which I consider myself part of, understands that sexism has been a disabling factor for women, comma, examines the specific ways that it has worked against women's organization, comma, but putting my faith in my sisters, dash, because women have a long history of struggle, dash, I have searched for women's activity both independently and within male-dominated union structures in order to validate that experience, period. This will hopefully help women and men currently active within the labor movement to further women's organization and avoid the pitfalls of the past, period. New paragraph. So, comma, what is an adequate framework for analyzing women's experience? Period. Question mark. In order to locate women in the labor force, I have used a number of key factors. Period. Firstly, it is necessary to examine women's role within society's division of labor, comma, a division of labor which runs along both sexual and class lines. Period. Above everything, working, comma, working-class women have faced a double indemnity in their activity, period. The fact is that they work a double day, comma, carrying the responsibility for reproducing society's labor force, comma, that is bearing and raising children, and caring for the needs of male workers, period. Women provide physical and emotional services in the form of unpaid domestic labor, comma, this on top of their labor within the paid workforce, period. New paragraph. Capitalist society has defined women through our role outside of the labor force, comma, within the family, comma, period. Thus, women have been discounted and super exploited as workers, period. The assumption that the male within the family supports both wife and children has meant that they have been paid for their own maintenance and the reproduction of the workforce, while the women who work are paid only for their maintenance alone, period. It is assumed that women are single or working only to supplement a male, quote, family, unquote, wage, period. This flies in the face of economic research, which has proven time and again that women work out of economic necessity, period. In effect, it has meant that until the post-war period, women were a minority in the labor force. Period. New paragraph. Working class men have internalized society's patriarchal view of women. Period. They receive material privileges from women's subordination within the home. Period. Thus, trade union men have discounted working women, accepting the view that their proper place is within the home, not the labor force, and have, comma, at times, comma, actively opposed women's organization. Period. They have believed that women's role in working class organization is to provide tea and sandwiches, comma, social organization and secretarial skills, but seldom political leadership, period. This has changed with the organization and growing self-consciousness of working class women, comma, a process which has been cyclical, comma, based on women's participation in the labor force, period. New paragraph. The pressures of domestic work on women have meant that women's ability to be present and, comma, or active in the workforce has been dependent on their life cycle, period. The weight of childbearing and raising children, comma, beyond anything, comma, has stopped women from taking on union responsibility beyond the working day, period. Activist women work not a double but a triple day, period. This has meant that women have also often been used as part-time workers, comma, a group historically under-organized by unions, period. Women have had before the post-war period a transitory relationship to the labor force, comma, leaving to be married, comma, especially in the hopes of escaping subhuman labor conditions and returning later in life after child raising, period. This has affected the ways that women have developed workforce consciousness and have expressed their militancy, period. Despite this, comma, women have often been extremely militant, comma, fighting against immediate conditions of exploitation, period. However, women's ability to sustain long-term organization has been inhibited by a transitory relationship to the labor force, period. Some of the most militant strikes by working people in the 1930s were those of waitresses in British Columbia, period. New paragraph. In my studies, I have found specific groups of women to be most likely to assume union responsibility, period. Single, older women who see themselves as most dependent on sustaining a job and are uninhibited by family responsibility, and returned married women workers, comma, without young children, comma, are often the most active, period. Very young women have been extremely militant, favoring immediate job action, comma, often outside of union structures, period. Women with a longer-term commitment to the workplace have argued for organization and the containment of militancy within union channels, period. For example, in the Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union in British Columbia, young women often walked off the job and were disciplined by their older militant union sisters, period. New paragraph. A second aspect of this division of labor has been the division of the labor force into two labor markets, period. These include a primary labor market of industrial production, comma, where men have historically been employed, and a secondary labor market of service and light industrial jobs, period. This latter sector reproduces women's role within the family and their isolation, period. Women in the home have provided a massive pool of cheap labor for capital to draw upon in this sector, comma, weakening the bargaining power of all working women and the working class in general, period. The experience of male industrial and skilled workers in periods of high unemployment, comma, that is, the depression of wages through competition, comma, is a constant for women, period. Thus, conditions on women's jobs are poor and wages kept low, period. These low wages of women workers further depress all workers' wages, and period. Employers use female labor to compete against higher-paid male workers in times of recession, period. Women only enter industrial jobs when the male labor pool is exhausted, This is traditionally the case in wartime, period. New paragraph. A third factor affecting working women is the general condition of the economy, period. In periods of expansion, women are drawn into production and service jobs, and then experience the subsequent improved ability to bargain for better wages and conditions, period. These are also times when men and women are most likely to unite against employers, period. Women are not being used to compete against male wages or jobs, period. When the economy dips, women have been the first pushed out of the better paying jobs and the first to lose their organization, period. New paragraph. What then do these factors mean for women's organization in the union movement? Question mark. First of all, comma, women are less likely to institutionalize, period. Their lives have been based on the home and community, comma, traditionally excluded from formal organization, period. Women have been legally and structurally excluded from the public sphere, often denied basic legal rights. Period. Unionizing requires learning to negotiate male-dominated structures and learn male skills, for example, speaking publicly. Period. When women do organize, they encounter male control of unions, comma, a prioritization of issues that affect men, or a disinterest on the part of existing organizations towards their specific location in the workforce. Period. Working class men have actively opposed women's organization into unions, period. For example, in the in early wartime in British Columbia, as women entered the shipyards, the International Association of Machinists, who certified welders, lobbied against women being allowed to join their craft union, period. New paragraph. The secondary labor market has been hard to organize, comma, due to a combination of high turnover, small workplaces, and heavy supervision, period. New paragraph. Despite this, women have organized, period. Two processes have occurred, colon. Existing unions have reached out to recruit women in specific periods, and women have pushed their way into both existing unions and the trade union movement in general, comma, by forming their own organizations or creating new, comma, more appropriate ways of organizing, period. Firstly, in terms of existing models of organization, colon, unions have reached out to women when they were drawn into industrial production, period. This has been a contradictory process, period. Women, when recruited into the primary labor market, have been seen as offering numbers which could strengthen organization or win certification, period. In British Columbia, shipyard, comma, wood industry and aircraft unions recruited women during World War II, comma, during massive industrial organizing drives, period. In these situations, the prospect of women being organized has not been an abstract prospect, period. When faced with the possibility of women being non-union workers in the same workplace, men have seen the need to draw women into their organizations to protect existing wages and conditions, period. Earlier on in BC union history, hotel and restaurant unions enlisted women during Prohibition, when they feared that the organization of bartenders would disappear. Period. Women held open the union certification through being unionized waitresses. Period. New paragraph. Women have been actively sought when their demands have corresponded to the interests of unions. Period. British Columbia examples include the wartime fight for equal pay, Women demanded equal pay in industry because they worked as long and hard as men, but for less wages. Period. In the wood industry, the equal pay issue in the early 1940s became a rallying point for working women's entry into the International Woodworkers of America. Period. Women who had not seen a clear reason to join a union believed that if they joined the fledgling IWA, they too would be paid decently for their work. Period. Established unions supported equal pay demands and women's organization in order to protect existing wage levels. Period. A similar process took place at the end of the war, as women demanded the right to a job and unions fought against layoffs and for industrial reconstruction. Period. Women's demands to stay at work were incorporated and in fact subsumed into a general demand that new jobs be created at the end of the war. Period. New paragraph. Unions have supported female leaders in the hopes of encouraging other women within mixed sectors of the economy to organize. Period.
An important.
Not all organization of working women has been motivated by existing unions' self-interest. Period. Importantly, class-conscious union men have understood, albeit in a limited way, the importance of women being organized. Period. It is essential to note that in British Columbia's wartime aircraft industry, machinist leaders who were on the right wing of the labor movement first opposed women having voting rights within their union, and then later argued that women be the first laid off from the industry. Period. However, communist men defended equal union rights for women and women's right to stay in the industry and the labor force at the end of the war. Period. This, in fact, was a position of the Boilermakers Union within the shipyards and a substantial part of the leadership of the International Association of Machinists. Period. New paragraph. A major problem for women has been the focus of male union leaders on organizing, strategic sectors, that is, read industrial sectors, of the economy, period. Women have historically been exempt from these work areas, period. Communists, seeking to politicize and lead the working class have also oriented towards these work areas, by default failing to organize women, period. New paragraph. Women have historically fought to join existing unions, even when they have experienced hostility, period. Throughout World War II, BC working women pushed for industrial union membership, participating at the base of every major organizing campaign, period. Women embraced industrial organization, viewing it as more democratic than craft organization, period. Here women could have a voice, Unskilled workers received respect, Strong steward structures attracted women, who historically have developed empathetic and social skills, period. Women have worked unfalteringly to represent the needs of their co-workers and have eagerly participated on picket lines, period. There are many examples of women in the hotel and restaurant industry sitting after their 14-hour shifts in cafes, hoping to speak to unorganized union non-union women and convince them of the need to join their union, period. New paragraph. When organization in British Columbia's canneries developed in the early 1940s, the union first concentrated on, key, permanent workers for certification, period. Women workers organized themselves in immigrant men, who were temporary seasonal workers, attending union meetings and redefining the union's priorities to include themselves, period. This proved to be a correct strategy in the long run and built a strong industrial union, period. New paragraph. In becoming industrial unionists, women faced some serious problems, Major decision-making and master contracts often bypass the needs of women in small shops or in minority positions in the labor force, period. It took years for the IWA to fight for equal pay for women, despite female woodworkers' constant demands, period. When the industry experienced a recession in the early 1950s, men took over women's jobs, period. The union had supported separate seniority lists despite women's protests, period. It reversed its position only when male unionists wanted access to women's jobs within a depressed wood industry, period. Women organized a mass demonstration and won back their jobs, comma, and eventual union support, period. Smaller employers could not always meet the clauses in master contracts, period. The hotel and restaurant union chose to drop restaurants where women were organized rather than negotiate special agreements during the 1950s, period. New paragraph. As industrial unions centralized and bureaucratized, the role of stewards, comma, often played by women, were eclipsed, colon, semicolon. Access to the top was limited and women's demands were seen as threatening because they required rank-and-file education and militancy against employers, period. The new leadership of the IWA after the 1948 split, comma, disbanded the women's auxiliary movement, comma, fearing it would stir up male unionist desire for militant contracts, period. Women do best in unions when strong shop steward structures exist, period. Women often move to create such structures, colon. They have little time for union meetings, but do have time to organize on the shop floor level, period. Women have faced a gap between policy and sexist practice, period. Educating men to support women's demands and women to understand union process has not been a strong priority of the labor movement, period. New paragraph. When unions would not organize women, women organized unions, period. This is particularly true in the secondary labor market, period. Here women developed tactics to appeal to their sisters, period. As early as the 1910s, British Columbian women embarked on door-to-door campaigns to reach domestic workers and held social events to make women comfortable in joining their unions, period. During World War II, BC Union women formed women's committees in industry to argue for women's rights and came up against the CCL leadership who strenuously opposed such women-based organization, period. Women faced hardships in winning organizational support and money from the unions, period. The minutes of the BC HREU, comma, led by militant women during 1940 to 1948, reads as one huge battle with the international for funds, comma, despite the fact that these women organized every major cafe in Vancouver and New Westminster and cracked the historically non-organized hotels. Period. They established the first master contract for Canadian hotels and a 40-hour work week, period. It is important to note that in the wartime absence of men, women were quick to assume leadership, and also that these women were often tossed out by the international after all the organizational work was done, comma, purged as Reds, period. New paragraph. When women have organized, they have effectively established new priorities appropriate to women workers, period. When they have done so, organization has been effective, period. Women in the restaurant industry won taxi rides home from late-night work as early as 1946, period. Wartime industrial women redefined dress codes and washroom facilities in industry and battled hard and long for equal pay, period. Industrial women in the 1940s fought for childcare and for working women, period. Women were again instrumental in initiating organization within the public sector, period. New paragraph. It is very important to note that during periods when women move towards organization, they have also moved towards left-wing politics, period. When women radicalize, they do so quickly and with tremendous anger, period. The combined realization of exploitation as workers and barriers of women's oppression towards activity has historically exploded for women, period. The system itself comes into question, period. In seeking to unionize, women have looked for allies, comma, in the form of organizational support and ideological support, cool, period. Female unionists are breaking the mold for women, semicolon. It's a hard rupture to make without support, and the left has been a logical place to find such backup, period. The left has had a limited but existing recognition that women are oppressed and has afforded a place for militant women, comma, even if limited to a stronger version of women's traditional role, period. A vast majority of women organizers in the 1930s and 40s were Communist Party members, comma, with a significant minority joining the CCF, period. Women did receive party support and education, comma, a kind of crash course in a world of union structure formerly unknown to them, period. New paragraph. The problem for women was a general weakness in the organized left's analysis of women's experience, period. While strong women were respected, there was a failure to develop a program for women beyond workplace demands and an erosion of earlier support for birth control, common mass, childcare, and socializing housework as the communist movement moved to embrace the, quote, proletarian family, period. This process was intensified as the Communist Party and Labour Progressive Party became mass parties and came up against the resistance of working men to question their own sexism. Period.
This was
the conservatism of the Cold War period only made this worse. Period. New paragraph. The history I've referred to in the 1930s and 1940s in BC is one of unions led by communist men. Period. While women were organized, their needs were not prioritized, and communist women leaders were at times lonely voices continuing to argue for the right to stay at work and for a clear program of demand specifically for women. Period. After the war, the communists saw women's role in the class struggle as important but increasingly relevant within the framework of home and community. Period. New paragraph. What I have tried to do in this presentation is to present a framework for a Marxist feminist perspective for examining the concrete reality of working women. Period. It is our task as current unionists and as people concerned with placing the history of working women and men in the forefront of social consciousness, to reinterpret working people's history to include the reality of women. Period. I'd like to conclude by reading you this excerpt from an oral history interview which I conducted with a member of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees Union. Period. I think it is an inspiring example of the role that women have played historically in building BC's unions. Oh, period. The speaker is Emily Nuttall, describing the Hotel and Restaurant Employees campaign to organize the Hotel Georgia, launched in 1945, We had done quite a lot of work in the restaurants, period. We wanted to pick a good-sized, prestigious hotel, There were certainly more favorable conditions probably in some of the smaller hotels where the loggers and the fishermen stayed, period. We felt that if we were to crack the industry and to show that we really meant business, we needed the Georgia, period. We were being really decent, We went down and saw the manager of the hotel and told him that he had some workers organized, he had not objected to recognizing the bartenders' union, and we couldn't see why he would object to us organizing the rest of the hotel, period. Quote, harumph, H-R-U-M-P-H, explanation mark, unquote. He was shook up, period. We said to him, quote, you can either make it easy, or you can make it tough, but this is what we are planning to do, period, end of quote. So we were just a couple of young gals in our late 20s, and I think he thought, quote, oh, a couple of skirts, period. What can they do, in quotations. He didn't consider us much of a threat, period. He said he hoped we would reconsider, it would cause a whole lot of problems and the workers would be happier without the union, period. So we let him think he was selling us a bill of goods, period. And out we went and we said, quote, well, he can't say we didn't warn him, period, end of quote. So we had some very fine people in the union who had been helping with the restaurants, and we held a committee meeting at which we laid out our plans, to first of all have a committee to draw up a leaflet, period. We got the leaflet printed, period, and then we decided that we could strike that hotel, that we would really shake it to the ground, period. So we got the union members to go in teams of two, period. By this time, of course, we knew every entrance and we knew every door on that building and we knew every floor plan and the kitchen plan and the basement plan, period. It was like casing it for a bank robbery, period. Anyway, we started at 6 in the morning, period, and we had teams that went in half an hour apart for 24 hours, period. Each team knew what their objective was, to go to various floors and talk to chambermaids, to the carpenter, the people who did carpets, etc., period. We just kept the pressure on, and everybody we sent was armed with leaflets, period. And because we knew that at some point that day management would start screaming, I decided to stay home, and I always remember cherry jam, period. We just kept a skeleton in the office, and that phone was answered, and they said, quote, what was going on, end of quote. They'd say, quote, no, so-and-so isn't here, quote. All the officers of the union just sat there chuckling while making it impossible for them to contact us, period. Quote, get these people out of here, exclamation mark, end of quote. We organized that hotel in 24 hours, period. They were throwing them out the side door and they would come in the front door and they threw them out the front door and they were coming in the basement, period. Finally, I phoned him about supper time it was, period. Anyways, he says, comma, quote, get these people out of here, period. I have leaflets in the guest's bed. There's leaflets in the kitchen, comma. There's leaflets falling in the soup, comma. There's leaflets in the elevator, comma. Our guests are reading all of these, period. End of quote. Anyway, we had people at the back employee's door, and as they came out, we signed them up, period. And I says, comma, quote, well, bracket, I'm on the phone, end of bracket, comma. We told you we were going to, end of quote. I didn't know what I didn't know that they had planned to organize, comma, to send in people, exclamation mark. End of quote. Quote, get over here, exclamation mark, end of quote. And I said, comma, quote, I'm in the middle of making some preserves, period, quote. Beginning of quote. Well, please come over, comma, drop what you are doing, period, end of quote. I did go to see him, but I was very leisurely about it, period. I got to see him at about 9 o'clock at night, comma, as long as we knew that we were not going to stop, I had to drag it out, period. Every shift had to be covered, including graveyard, period. He was willing to concede anything to get rid of us, period. We had no trouble getting certification, period. Then we started organizing other hotels, period.